Warm few days here for boat week. All the talk, of course, is about sailboats. Next week, it's going to be the offshore powerboat races down in St. Clair. But there's another boating event later this summer that probably ought to get more attention than it does, because anybody that's involved with it always raves about what a great time it is and what a great cause it is. It's Boat for Vets, and George Stafford's here to tell us all about it. George, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How'd you get involved with Boat for Vets?
Actually, I've been involved with Boats for Vets since it started in Harson Island 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Actually, I was with another company, Best Buy. We donated our time. So about 6 years ago, we started our chapter up here in Port Huron, which I've been part of and running since.
And what is Boat for Vets?
Well, what we do is actually take our veterans. It could be anyone from any branch. We have people in the local media and also sponsors and people with their own boats come and take our veterans out on the water. They're already out there doing it to give them a good time. Most of our veterans have never been on the water and actually live in the blue water area.
It's amazing how many people live here but have never seen Port Huron from the water.
Correct. And then once they go out on the water, the boat captains give them a 3-4 hour tour, do what they want with the veterans. They come back. We have a big barbecue. We're by Riverside Marina. We have big tents out there, and then we give them all prizes, and we just have a good time. It's part of the military family. Myself, I'm an Army vet, so it's just getting back to, you know, the military-type family that we're used to when we came home.
That is fantastic. What a great way to honor their service, to thank them for what they've done, and to do it in a really fun way, too.
Absolutely. Our day starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. The vets come in, register. Our boat captains come in about 9:30. We're always looking for more people to take the vets out. We'll probably have between 500 to 600 people down there this year at Riverside Marina.
Wow. So, what size and what kind of boats are you looking for? If there's somebody listening who says, oh, I could do that.
Any size. We have sailboats. The yacht club's part of it. We have little boats, 15, 16. We have big 30, 40-footers. We actually have the Huron Lady involved also this
year. No kidding.
Yeah, we started that last year just because of the capability of them handling wheelchairs, different handicap accessible things. And then also the sheriffs, the dive teams, they're all part of the DNR, Coast Guard. We have it all. Everybody comes out for a good day. So
it's fantastic. When is it?
It's August 17th. It'll be at Riverside Marina. If anybody knows where the college is and the fire department, we'll have big tents out there. We have signs. We ask that our veterans start arriving about 9 a.m. They can bring one family member. And then we go from there. We launch the boats between 10 and 11, and then they come back about 2, and then we start our ceremonies where we do a POW table. We do a little prayer. We have our own chaplain. So Boats for Vets actually has 3 chapters, our Harson Island, Fenton, and then Port Huron.
Okay.
So, but we're the biggest.
So. Well, that's it. The biggest and the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the day before float down, so you correct. Won't have any floaties to contend with. Mm-hmm. Just a fun day out on the water. If there's a veteran listening that says, I would like to participate, how do they go about doing that?
They can go to boatsforvets.com, or they can actually go to our Facebook page, which is Boats for Vets Blue Water Chapter. I have the registration site set up there. They register, and I will get back to them with details on how to come down to the location, or they can contact me through that.
All right, process. Fantastic. And still looking for more captains, more boats, and more vets to participate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should be a great day. Mark your calendar for that August 17th, which is a Saturday. George, thanks for doing it, and thanks for telling us about it.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
George Stafford with us, Boat for Vets on WPHM 17 past 9 o'clock now.